Okay, let's start again. Areva shehikot ka. We're learning over here Mishnah Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. Ches, Ches. And Areva, a pot. Shehikot tafres, that is, one side of the pot is low and the other side of the pot. The abotzek, milaman, the abotzek, the dough is milamalon, it's above. Umashke toifech milamatan, and there is liquid. There is mashke moisture milamata and shalish chatichlis bechabeitza, three pieces the size of a beitza, 1, 2, 3, einon mitzdarfa. So shtayim, but if two pieces are going to be mitzdarfos, Rabbi Yosef bar Avshtayim einon mitzdarfos, two is not mitzdarfos, elim can hayu roitit sais unless they were pressing against one another. Vimhoyi mashke oimir afilu kein hachardul mitzdarif. If it's kein mash chardul like mustard seeds, then it's mitzdarif. Rabbi Yosef oimir. This appears to be a very difficult mission. I don't think we've learned such a difficult mission in a very long time. Let's see the pictures. The picture over here is. Here we go. See, here we go. Let's see. Esois elu, these dough. We're dealing with a piece of dough. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay? So right away we see the picture is going to be two different cases. 3, 2, and 6. Okay? Dealing with the pot. Esois elu, these doughs nitmu be'oid be'oidon kemach. These doughs became tame when they were flour. Okay, when it was flour. V'niloishos b'nifrad, and they were kneaded separately. Each piece of dough was kneaded separately. Ve'ein b'cholachas kebeitza, each one is less than the size of a beitza. Why is that important? Because if you have dough, a piece of food, that is less than the size of a beitza, even though they themselves are tame, they do not have the ability to contaminate something else. In order for a food item to have the ability to contaminate something else, it must be at least the size of a beitza. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay, so each one of these things is less than the size of the beitza. So each one of these things does not have the capacity to contaminate something else. You seem to be you okay? Each
less
one of these things is different. Each one by itself does not have the koyach to contaminate something else. Esois elu nitmu ba'odim kemach v'niloshu b'nifrad v'ein b'cholachas kebeitza v'yachad hen kebeitza.
But all together, they stick together then.
So the question over here is, im yitztarf liyos kiachod yitmu es hamashka hatafech. Now the liquid, there's liquid. We're going to see this liquid. And the liquid is tahar. Now in order for a food to contaminate the liquid, the food must be the size of a beitza. So the question over here is, can we combine all three together into one entity, which now in turn will have the ability to contaminate the liquid, or we cannot combine the three into one entity, and the liquid will remain tahar. So here we go. So im yitzarfu haliyos ki'achad yitam, if they'll combine to be one, yitam with samashka, if they'll combine to be one, then they will contaminate the mashka tefech. The amashka yitma esa areva. And now what is the advantage? Once the mashka becomes tame, then the mashka in turn will contaminate the pot. Liquid can contaminate the utensil.
Keva is an areva?
Areva. Areva means a pot.
As a keva?
As a what?
Now we're saying it's a keva.
With the keva.
What was the last word you said? You lost the place.
The mashka yitma es ho areva. Ho'areva. What is it? Keva.
You said keva.
What's a keva?
Keva is a place where people are buried.
Kever.
Yeah.
You said keva.
Good.
With a hey. The im lo yitztarfu lo yitamu es hamashka. If these three pieces do not combine together, they will not contaminate the mashka. Hatefech v'lo titame ho'areva. So that's the issue. The crux. Is that how you say it? The crux of the Mishnah, the fulcrum. The question here is, do these three pieces of food combine together to the Sheva Beitza, and the advantage of doing so is going to contaminate the liquid, which will in turn contaminate the pot itself?
Not the advantage, it's the disadvantage.
It all depends on which side you're on.
Yeah, well, you mean you're on the tummy side?
Avada. Vada. What do you think I am? Let's see what it says over here. Isa shebili lo saraka. Now we have dough. So different types of dough. We have an Isa shebili lo saraka and Isa shebili lo sa'ova. Two different types of dough. This no yihilcha Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to make a mixture. You're allowed to mix something if it's raka, not if it's ova. Like when you prepare Yossi for Yossi's baby cereal. So if you make it bili lo saraka.
You didn't get baby cereal yet.
Well, Amir it's Hashem. So it has to be Lilos Aracha. You have to make it a loose mixture, a mixture that's loose. Isado Shebilos Aracha, Mashka Tefeach, if you have a dough, which is a very light mixture, Mashka Tefeach al Gabi Isa, and there is Mashka on Mashka, moisture on the dough, Mashka Tefeach, Mashka Mut, the Mashka Tefeach, the moisture is Mashka Mut. She'enay Nechshav L'Dover Echad. It's not considered to be davar echad. The imtiga tuma b'mokam echad shlamashke lo yitma shamashke. If tuma touches one part, it's not what's in nachma. Isa shebilos rachel mashke tefech al gabo isa. You have the piece of that has a very loose mixture. A mashke tefech al gabo isa, and there is liquid. There is moisture on the surface of the dough. Mashke tefech hu mashke muat. Mashke tefech means it's a very, very small degree of moisture. She'ena nechshav ledover echad. It's not considered to be a dover echad. What does that mean? She'ena nechshav ledover echad. Im tika tum tuma b'mokam echad shel hamashke. Lo yitme sha hamashke. She'atuma lo nogabo. So if it's not considered to be, all of the mashke is not considered to be one unit. So if tumah touches one line, yeah, the tumah does not spread to all the other parts. When we talk about mashke tefeach, we consider it to be each, it doesn't spread. Okay, that's the main point. Mashke tefeach does not spread.
How is that possible? Water always...
No, so water has to have some substance. In order for water to spread, the water has to have some substance. If the water doesn't have substance, the water is not going to spread.
What? Water is water. Water moves.
Yeah, but water has to be there has to be a collection. There has to be a significant degree, a significant amount, a volume of water. If all you have is just a slight degree of mashke, it's not going to spread. Isa shebilos racha mashke tefech al galisa mashke tefech hu mashke muat. It's a small amount of mashke. She'enoi nechshav ledover echad. It's not considered to be dover echad. It's not. We don't consider to be one cohesive unit. V'imtiga tuma b'mokem echad shel mashke lo yitma shor hamashke shatuma lo nagaba. It's not going to contaminate. It's not going to spread. The only place where the tuma touches is where it becomes tamed. Tuma is not going to spread elsewhere. That will come into play later. Isus elu b'lilos an ova the ein mashke tefeach al gamen. We have three pieces of dough, and they're thick, and there's no mashke, there's no liquid on them. Okay, so there is an isus shebilos an racha. Oh, so he's saying over here the case. The Mishnah is going. There are three. Here's what we're discussing. There are three pieces of dough. One of them is b'lilos an racha, and two of them are b'lilos an ova. Okay, and we need all three together to make into one beitza. To this isa, she will listen to Racha, Mashka Tefecha, Gabi Isa, Mashka Tefecha, Inna, Uhu, Mashka, Mut. It's small amount, Vein Shem, Nechem, Nech, Shav, Lodav, Rechad, Vim, Tika, Tum, Ab, Mokka, Echad, Shalom, Mashka, Lohit, Ma, Shar, Mashka. Shaitim, Lohin, Agba. Isa is Elu, 2 and 3, but he listen over there thick. Vein Mashka Tefecha, there's no Mashka at all. Okay, next. For Isa, Ha'ova, the thick Isa, okay, the Isa, Ha'ova, This is the ava. Noigas bi isa haracha. This is the racha and this is the ava. This is the loose and this is the thick. Good? They're touching each other. Isa ava noigas bi isa haracha b'mokam shebo nimsa mashke tefeach. There's a moisture. There is significant moisture. B'mokam midroin on the very bottom. That's what we call in the Mishnah called Tafras. Tafras means the low portion of the pot. And this portion is where the liquid comes. The mashke mechaber m'liyos davrechad. And the mashke combines them to be davrechad. Okay. Shneu isos ha'ava is a two thick piece of dough. Noigo is zo b'zo. Ach ein nechshava is noishcha is zo ezo. L'chein ein davrechad. They're not biting into one another. Karkis or Eva over bitsadechad, it's thick, it's a thick piece of clay over here. The dark of bitsachani, it's thin. You notice over here it's thin, and here it's thick. You see? Thick, thin. Thick, thin. Some people have a thick head, some have a thin head. Okay, so what does it say? Karkas hareva over b'sad echa v'daka b'sad sheni v'amashka asher yeh b'karkas v'is hareva harehu b'mokat mirdun v'yesh loydin kotafres she mashmu usoy she mashka einu nechshol davar echad. It's not davar echad. V'imtiga tuma b'mokat echad shol mashka lo yitmashar hamashka she tuma lo nogaba. Okay, so what is this nogaya? So here we finally go, now that we know the case, there's a thick dough, there's a thin dough, thick dough, thick, thin. Each one is not a beitza. We need all three together to make it to a beitza. This part of the pot is thick, this part is thin. Over here there's mashke tefech that's touching. Now, what is how does it come to all come together? So here's the isa. Now that we know the basics, isa racha, racha, okay, that's this one. Buisa ova nogas ba mitstarfas alei hamashkefech lios kiachad. We consider this one big beitza. They all combine together. V'yaf b'yisha mashke liatzma ina mitstarif lios kiachad shugam kotafres v'gam tofeach hainlinin kabul tuma me'achedim. In order to be recipient alei dei negia b'big tzasei. It's not joined to the l'shtehen. Let's go weiter. That's it. There's no period over here. Okay, so let's see what's in the Rav now. Areva. So what do we have basically sort of here? Areva. I have to stop it. Areva. We have a pot. Here's a pot. Shehi ko tafres, which has an incline. We have botzek milamalan, mashk is botzek milamalan, mashk tofech milamatan, and there's mashk tofech milamatan over here. Sholesh chatichos bichabeitza, three different pieces bichabeitza, ene mitzarfos, ushtai mitzarfos. Rav. Shiko tafresh, see the echod namuch, one side is very low, cane mirdoin, one side is very like a slope. Umashka tvech malmatan, but sada namuch, hainu botsek, have a hainu botsek, shabililos a racha, botsek, shabilos a racha, umashka shlot tefeach, avu malmala, bililos a ova, but over here it's thick. Here it's thick. The ain mashka tefeach, sholish chatichoy, spain shloshton kibetz, among the three we have a beitza, achas tefeach, this one is tefeach. Ushtayim einen tefech. These ones are not tefech. These ones are dry. They're as dry as can possibly be. This is wet. Sidu zu etzuzu. The tefechos milamatan. The tefechos, the one that is moist, that's this one, is milamata, is on the lowest side. It's the lowest portion of the utensil. The hashro em soyis nogas b'tachas. The middle one is touching this one. Elyoin and Nogas b'emtsis, and the Elyoin is touching this one. Ein on mitzarf as the chabeitz l'tamei hamashke tefeach shalomaton. V'yachso hamashke v'tamei sareva. The negia ein on mechaberes sabotzek. Eli imkain noish chos, unless they're biting into one another. K'naim perikama. We learn the parag mishnah zayin mikrot sois noish chos zo. They have to be biting into. They have to bite the two pieces of dough. They have to be biting one into the other. But shdayim mitzarfos im lo hayu el shtecha tichos batzek achatach toino sheyesh v'mash tefeach ushlamah lehemen hanagas ba ve'ein bein shneim kibetza mitzarfos lo mtami mashke v'yas v'tami sareva. Like in this case, this is the raka, and this is the ova, and there's mash tefeach. Then the two will combine, if together they have the size of a beitza. Got it? No, you don't. You don't know what's going on.
Right.
Okay, we're going to have to do this next time.